No, we've lost. We lost Louisa. I can fill a gap for a moment to befriend her.
Hello,
hello.
Yes,
Louisa.
Sí, aquí estoy. Hola, hello.
Hola, Louisa, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien, feliz, Pain, feliz, kids, de vosotros y Concord. I am very happy to share these poems with the audience in Cork. And Keith is my dear friend and translator, and I am very grateful to him for these translations. It's very emotional for me, this meeting, because the poems of Baleas e Baleas, Wales, are poems about my father, a fisherman who frequents very often the coast of Cork, of Ireland, and Ireland is a protagonist in these poems.
Well, you're very welcome to Cork, Louisa, and it's great to have you in the warmest venue in the whole of Ireland, which is the Long Valley, and all those who sail and walk through that valley. Estamos entonces, Louisa. Puedes empezar cuando quieras.
Muy bien. Aunque se rían dos versos que te escribo e que deixo agochados entre as mantas do catre, pedaleo, e vegadeo e de lonxe un misto acceso. Levo alas nas rodas, vou en llanta, pero coñezo a paisaxe e teño alma, porque fago amistades cunha recua de cas de varios povos e diversa índole. Ládranme, porque te amo. Tíranseme os zapatos como a fanecas salvaxes.
Though they laugh at the lines I write and hide for you, between the sheets on my bunk, I pedal on. And Begadeo from a distance is a book of matches, and my wheels are on fire, and I hit the road in spots. I know this place, and I'm a good man. Look at the friends I make. I have the wild dogs in every village, one from every breed. They bark at me because I'm in love, and they go for my feet, the animals.
Non hai descanso, que non haxa descanso, que todas as merluzas se xunten para afogarme, que todos os marraxos me tendan a súa trampa, que me apresen as lanchas, que me leen o palangre, que os peixes sapo me devoren os dedos, que me atravese o espada, que todos os golpes de mar veñan por min ou me anago só coa botella e os teus ollos de enfadada.
There's no rest. It's as well. There's no rest. So the hake can seethe and drown me. The mackerel sharks set me in their traps. The sole trawl me on their long line. The monkfish feed on my fingertips. Swordfish run me through. So every wave from the sea can come for me or just drown me here alone. With a bottle and your furious eyes.
Observo cómo se desesperan con pequeñas barcas e candís buceándome. Observo cómo se achegan propagando laios, enfriándose na noite, buceándome. Os lobos de mar vémolo todo e non nos toca a tormenta desde aquí, desde a casa. Merendando paxaros mortos en latas de conserva. Cando me atopan, non contesto. Trabo no labo inferior. Non deixo que mamá me aperte.
I see them despair in their little boats and lanterns diving into me. I see them cry. Watch them unraveling in lamentations as the night freezes over. diving into me. Old sea dogs, we see it all, and the storms can't touch us here. Here in the house where we eat little birds in sardine cans. When they find me, I don't answer. I bite my lower lip, and I don't let mother hold me.
Miña mãe traballa nunha fábrica de conservas. Un día, miña nai díxome, o amor é unha sardiña en lata. Ti sabes como se preparan as conservas en lata? Un día, miña nai díxome, o amor é unha obra de arte en lata. Filla, sabes de onde ves? Ves dun viveiro de mexilós en lata, detrás da fábrica, onde podrecen as cunchas e as caixas de peixe. Un fedor imposible, un azul que non val, dali ves. Ah, dixen eu, entón son a filla do mar. Non, eres a filla dun día de descanso. Ah, dixen eu, son a filla da hora do bocadillo. Sí, te traes entre as cousas que non valen.
I heard this poem for the first time in UCC in a translation seminar that Mary Noonan and Martin Vega organized at least 5-6 years ago. A Galician poet I'd brought over to Ireland, Elvira Ribeiro, gave a presentation of 12 great Galician female poets, and this was one of the poems. I translated it on the way back to Dublin on the train and read it in books upstairs that night. And it's thanks to this poem that this book came into existence. My mother works in a canning factory. One day, my mother said to me, "Love is a can of sardines." Do you know how they prep the sardines for the cans? One day my mother said to me, "Love is a work of art in a can." Daughter, do you know where you come from? You're from the cannery on a mussel farm, from in the back, behind the factory wall where the shells and fish crates stink. An impossible stench, a hopeless blue. That's where you're from. I said, "So I'm a daughter of the sea." "No, you're a daughter of the day off." "Oh," I said, "I'm a daughter of the lunch break." "Yes, from in behind the wall with all the dross." And just so you can get a sense of the Galician, this book is written in four sequences. They were mostly from the early part of the character, the fisherman, and Louise's dad was a fisherman from the North Galician coast and very often fished on the west coast and southwest coast of Ireland. And then we move into a young girl who's a wildling growing up on the coast, bemused by tourists coming from the inner city, from the inside of the country, shall I say, building sandcastles imperially on her playground beaches. We moved to an older girl who's sent away to the nuns, and then finally a young female poet. And so they work better as sequences. So for that sense, and for a bit of variety, you can just enjoy the sound of the Galician. Louisa is going to read us four poems now in sequence, and then I'll read the four in English. So enjoy the sound of the Galego.
Área estreita. E o meu león preferido contame mentiras. Como a meu avó, e os ventres desas baleas que dicía que tiñan continentes arrestados, cachalotes malvados en castelos con cadeas. Nunca máis darei creto a meu avó roubando peixe espada nas costas irlandesas. Nunca máis escoitarei as súas mentiras. Podo estar segura, no ventre das baleas só resido eu, agardando a hora de que atraquen os barcos. Son medio neno. Ás veces xuro, pero iso é porque non teño pais. Mamá, que se sente debaixo dun home? Que se sente lendo a Santo Tomás debaixo da ducha fría? Na fila, son a primeira en chegar aos Pirineos coa vara coa que castigan as monxas, a María Elena Val Veiga, para servir a Deus e a usted. E pon os dedos así, péganlle na punta dos dedos coa vara de delimitar a península e ao nordeste os Pirineos que la separan de Francia. E a min non. A min non me pegan, mamá, porque son a primeira en aprender onde queda Cataluña, chispún, fuego, porque son a primeira en demostrar o cociente, aínda que xure. A min, mamá, se fago trasnadas, méteme man no cuarto do botiquín e non me pegan. Méteme man e que non anden moto cos pícaros por aí, que son uns xíbaros e só queren baixar nas bragas. María Elena Val Veiga ten as unllas todas mouras da vara de limitar a península. Péganlle porque é boba, porque María Elena Val Veiga vive nunha casa que fixo seu pai coa uralita que rouba nas obras pola noite e non paga o colexio. Mamá, a min non me pegan porque pago o 30. Eu son pobre, mamá, pero pago o 30 e sei demostrar o cociente. Se puidese, mataría a Gemma dun perdigonazo. Di que na casa limpamos o cu con papel de elefante, pero chego á casa e limpo o cu con papel de elefante. Escribo poemas en papel de elefante. Mataría a Gemma se non fose, porque son buena e teño vocación e son a primeira en demostrar o cociente. Mamá, que se sente debaixo de meu pai os sábados? Ás veces xuro e bótanme fora. En terceiro pasei todo o ano nos corredores vendo voar a Adela. En quinto enfermei e lía vidas de santos e púxenme gorda. Pero nunca me comeron os leóns nos circos. Xolles teño medo aos corredores e a quedarme soa coa monxa no cuarto do botiquín. Nunca estiven debaixo das duchas frías, mamá. Nunca me violaron os herexes como a Xenoveva de Brabante. Non sei o que é o bromuro que lles dan os nenos nos campamentos. Nunca estiven debaixo dun home.
The sand is narrow, and my favorite lion tells me lies, just like my grandfather. And the bellies of those whales, he said, contained continents captive, diabolical sperm whales shackled in castles. I'll never again believe my grandfather robbing swordfish along the Irish coast. I'll never again listen to his lies. Of this, I'm sure. I'm the only one in the belly of the whale, with these scars all down my knees from hitting the deck when the boats drop anchor. There were many, many great, great pleasures, pure joys, working on this book, mostly over the previous winter. But one of them was that I got to use the word knickers several times. Louisa used the words bragas. And as you see, we've got the motif, the knicker motif, in the book, in the design. And I mean, poets will all have our favorite words, and the words we always go back to. Knickers was mine for the winter. As you can see, I like to repeat it as well, as often as possible. I'm half wild, and sometimes I curse, but that's because I'm an orphan. Ma'am, what's it like under a man? What's it like reading St. Thomas under a cold shower? In the line, I'm the first to point to the Pyrenees with the stick the nuns used to punish Maria Elena Valvega, all for the glory of God. And putting her hands out like this, they whack the tips of her fingertips with the cane we use for pointing at the map, and to the northeast, the Pyrenees that separate us from France. But not me. They don't hit me, ma'am, because I'm the first to put up my hand for where Catalonia is, bim bam boom. Because I'm the first to finish my sums and get the coefficient. Though sometimes I curse. But if I get into trouble, they don't hit me. They just send me to the sick bay They just send me away. And I don't go off with those bold boys on their motorbikes, who are nothing but savages anyway, ma'am, and only want to pull down my knickers. Maria Elena Balega. Her fingertips black and blue from the cane we use for pointing at the map. They hit her because she's slow. Because Elena Balbega lives in a house her dad built from asbestos he robbed off the sites. And she can't pay the school fees. Mom, they don't hit me because I can pay every month. We're poor, ma'am, but I pay the fees and I know how to get the coefficient. If I could, I'd splatter Gemma with a shotgun because she says we use yellow pack toilet rolls to wipe our bums. Then I go home and wipe my bum with yellow pack toilet roll. I write poems on yellow pack toilet roll. I'd murder Gemma. Only I'm such a good girl and have a vocation. And I'm the first to show my sums. Ma'am, what did it feel like under Dad on Saturdays? You can titter, it's okay. Sometimes I curse and they throw me out. I spent the whole of third class in the corridors watching Adela fly. In fifth, I got sick, read The Lives of the Saints and got fat. The lions never ate me in the arena. It's the corridors I'm afraid of and being left alone with a nun in the sick bay. I've never been under the cold showers, Mum. Never been raped by heretics like Genevieve the Brabant. I don't know what the bromide is they give to the children in the camps. I've never been under a man. Okay, Louisa. Si quieres decir algo, tenemos.
Thank you. No, it's very, very exciting to hearing you, hearing these poems from your voice in English, and it sounds like much better than original. Thank you. You are a great poet, Kit. Thank you. The next part is again an alternative lecture reading. I will read a poem and Keith will read the poem in English. As you can hear, you can see the poems are the protagonist is the girl, the little girl, by one side, the other side, the fisherman. In this case, is the little girl again who talks. Os rapaces do grupo son salvaxes como a min. Tragamos os cristais e son o xefe indio. A tribo obedéceme porque teño a lingua chea de cristais e como terra. Tocamos a cabeira dos postes, sem prevención. Amámonos polas tardes na cova do golpe, preto da estación onde a xente agarda con froita para os doentes. Fuximos á praia e non imos ao colexo. Os nosos pais búscanos ata o anoitecer. Estamos afogados entre os brazos dos polvos. O peinado desfáiseme contra as rochas.
The gang is savage just like me. We eat glass and I'm the Indian chief. The tribe obeys me because my tongue is studded with glass and I eat muck. We touch the lightning bolts on the pylons, love each other all afternoon. In the battering caves, down by the station, where people wait with fruit for the sick. We mitch off school and escape to the beach, our parents out looking for us till dark. We're drowning in the arms of the octopus, our dishevelled hair spread across the rocks.
Con amor inusitado de que por fin me vou ao hotel, Isolda despídese. Coas mans nos petos, algo borracha, podería apuntar unhas poucas metáforas mentras non me ven. As mellores frases da noite tan dura caberían nun poema que falase de min algo borracha. Isolda lamenta non levar encima ningunha servilleta do último bar. Isolda non lamenta. Bebe whisky para que anoiteza antes. E non busca parentesco. Esta noite o sangue non se mistura con naide. Que pena de metáfora. Isolda lamenta. Isolda despídese. Coas mans nos petos, sorprendida na frase, recibe un bico moi humano a cada lado da comparación. Pola lentitude de reflexos, retrotráese. Non hai fórmula para isto.
So this penultimate poem, and in fact the last one I'll read because the final poem doesn't need a translation, comes from the last section, which is entitled Isolde Insisted. And we've gone with the fisherman and the very young girl into the early teenage girl who's discovering herself sexually and discovering literature, both of which coalesce in her mind. Till finally we come across Isolde, who is a poet and has just landed in the poetry world, in the poetry scene, and she realizes rapidly it's not a place that's going to nourish her very much. And yet at the same time, if she wants to write and maintain her life as a poet, she'll have to somehow survive within it. And there's references in the other part of the section to St. Kilda as this kind of utopian place, because her father, the fisherman, used to come back from sea with tales of this magical St. Kilda. I think Dylan Brennan had St. Kilda in his Atoll chapbook from Smithereens Press. There was really strange stories come out of St. Kilda. And you know, when you're writing a book and you're really immersed in it, it starts to manifest in your day-to-day life and you see objects from the book that you're writing about and figures. Well, when I was writing this, at one point, Louisa has a Michelin Man blow up figure that started appearing on the beaches of her youth. And a Michelin Man appeared in Vigo over the winter while I was writing, not in my dreams, but as one of these blow up thingies. And then in the middle of writing this in November, a fisherman moved in downstairs, in the flat downstairs, Fabian from Peru. And just like Louisa's dad, he would go out to work on a Monday morning and he'd be gone maybe 2 months, 2.5 months, and come back, be home for a week, 10 days, and he's off again. He's currently fishing the Bay of Biscay. So yeah, it was wonderful to see these manifestations. You kind of knew you were doing something, knew you were in something, right or not, but it was something. So I'll read this penultimate one in English and then leave it to Louisa to wrap up. Again, thanks so much, Paul, Ben, and I'm really looking forward to listening to Katrina and Naomi's work tonight. And such a joy to be back in the Long Valley, the warmest venue in the country. It really is a gorgeous place to read. There's copies of the book. They're a tenner. Don't make me bring them back to Dublin, please. Okay? I haven't got room. I need to make sandwiches. With surprising relief, at last, I'm heading back to the hotel. Isolde says farewell. Hands in my pockets, a little tipsy. I could manage a few lines while they're not watching me. The best from a long night would fill a poem of me being a little tipsy. Isolde regrets not lifting even one napkin from that last bar. Isolde has no regrets. She drinks whiskey, so it'll get dark sooner. And they're nothing to me, not cousins or parents, not even random ex-boyfriends. What a terrible metaphor, Isolde laments. Isolde says her goodbyes, hands in her pockets. Surprised by the sound of it, she takes a warm kiss either side of the comparison. Being too slow, she withdraws. Is there no instruction manual for all this?
And just for finishing, it's a very, very little piece that represents a vademecum, a maritime vademecum itinerario that represents these places, this harbor where my father stopped and worked along his life, and is just a list of names of places like my place of born in Galicia, Foz, which was for me the best place in the world. Pasages, Fonterrabía, Bayona, Burdeos, Donosti, Getaria, Zumaia, Orio, Ondarroa, Lequeitio, San Juan de Luz, Irlanda.